how did Jesus triumph over Satan, sin, and death? Hey there, I'm Andrew Stevens, and this is Unlock, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. What do a bunch of palm branches have to do with the story of Easter? Well, we're going to find out in our devotion today that was written by Shadrach Ghani, and it's called Jesus' Triumphant Entry. Christians around the world celebrate the triumphant entry of our Lord Jesus Christ as we remember Jesus riding on a donkey into the city of Jerusalem. This is popularly known as Palm Sunday because the people went out to meet him with palm branches. And it's exactly 1 week before we celebrate Jesus' resurrection on Easter. Why do we celebrate Palm Sunday? Why is it important to our lives, and what is its spiritual implications? When we set aside time on Palm Sunday for the remembrance of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, we're also remembering the fulfillment of promises proclaimed by prophets of old, thousands of years back. One of these prophecies was from Ezekiel, who said that God left the temple but would return one day. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem, this was God's long-awaited return. God has confirmed to us that none of his words will ever fall to the ground, in Joshua 21 and 1 Samuel 3, for example. What God proclaimed for us will surely come to pass, no matter how long it takes. We can also see that Palm Sunday is called a triumphant entry. This is because Jesus was prepared to triumph over the devil, who had held humankind captive for ages past. Though the people didn't know it, Jesus knew he was about to suffer in the flesh for the sins he never committed. But above all, he would triumph. Before Jesus entered the city, he instructed his disciples to bring him a donkey colt, and he rode on it. Thus, he fulfilled another promise, that the King of Israel would come riding on a donkey. Jesus is the King of Kings. He's worthy of all honor, dignity, respect, and reverence. No wonder these people were shouting, Hosanna! So let's talk about this. What are some questions going through your mind right now? Palm Sunday shows us that God always fulfills his promises. What promises did Jesus fulfill when he entered Jerusalem? How did Jesus triumph over Satan, sin, and death? As you and I can read in John 12:13, they took palm branches and went out to meet him. They kept shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Matthew 21, 1-11, Mark 11, 1-11, and John 12, 12-16 to help keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. How would you like to write for Unlocked just like Shadrach did for our devotion today? If you're interested, check out our writer's guidelines at unlocked.org. Also, be sure to check back tomorrow because Emily is going to look at a time to celebrate. But until then, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.